Good?
Okay. You're right, it does make a funny noise. I will call to order the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District meeting on Wednesday, June 4th, 2025 at 6 p.m. And I will ask you join me in the flag salute.
Oh, roll call. I'm so sorry.
See, this is why it was in the same line. I'm so sorry. First roll call, please.
Director Karen Ray Ressam?
Here.
Director Cassidy?
Yes.
Director Shirley Gibson?
Here.
And now we can do the flag salute.
Ready to begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you so much. So sorry about that. Okay. Now on to the agenda review. Does anybody want to make any changes to the agenda?
No.
Okay, moving right along. We will open up public comments on items not appearing on the agenda. Seeing nobody in the, I'll open the public comment, but seeing nobody in the audience, I will close public comment. And we will move on to our consent agenda. So we have items 5A and 5B, the approval of warrants and the approval of meeting minutes. Board members, do you have any questions about the consent agenda?
No.
All right, can I have a motion and a second?
I'll make a motion to accept the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. And do you want a roll call or is this all in favor? Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Nope. Motion carries. So we'll now move on to our action items. Item 6A is the 2025-2026 fiscal year budget. And I will pass it over to Mr. Gent.
Good evening, Jeremy Gent, District Administrator. The item before you is our request for 2025-26 fiscal year budget. And we're requesting that we set a hearing for June 18th of 2025. And this evening, our Secretary Bookkeeper, Ms. Amy Simpson, will be presenting our draft budget for your board. And with that, I'll turn it over to her.
Good evening, ladies of the board. This is your fiscal year 25-26 draft budget. A draft of the district budget for fiscal year 25-26 is attached. This budget covers the period of July 1, 2025 to June 30, 2026. Currently, the district has a combined cash reserve of $4,910,466 as of May 2025. The district is currently settling a claim for repairs to the secondary clarifier. The clarifier sustained damages due to a design deficiency identified during construction. The design team has worked collaboratively to complete the repair and compile costs for reimbursement. While all repair work is now complete, final costs are still being determined as the contractor submits final invoicing and project closeout is completed. As of May 29, 2025, the district has paid $8.4 million toward repair efforts. This number will grow as final invoicing and payment is completed. The project team believes that full recovery is the most likely outcome. Payment for reimbursement is expected to occur in the first quarter of fiscal year 25-26. This fiscal year, the district will expend all annual revenues and will program $331,900 in reserves to meet the operational, maintenance, and capital needs of the district. The fiscal year 25-26 budget includes costs associated with operating the expanded facility post-redundancy. The fiscal year 25-26 operation expenses are 3% higher than those of the previous fiscal year. The 3% increase is largely due to three primary factors. The new aeration basin blowers consume substantial electricity. The fiscal year budget includes additional budget for higher electricity consumption. During startup of the new process, it is known that chemical demand and laboratory testing will be increased. This fiscal year 25-26 budget includes the needed budget to meet these expanded demands. Labor and staffing benefit costs are also increased. During the fiscal year 24-25, district staff coordinated work efforts to limit disruptions to the on-site redundancy project work. Fiscal year 25-26 will focus on optimizing operation of the new treatment processes and completion of a trunk sewer capacity evaluation and pretreatment program update. The district's program consists of a total of 12 projects during fiscal year 25-26. These capital projects are comprised as one capital expansion project and 11 capital replacement projects. The capital expansion project is the redundancy project. The other projects that are in Fund 26 are an Amiad filter replacement for process water, a chemical tank replacement, a cogeneration unit feasibility, diesel fuel tank replacement, the FFR rehab planning and preliminary design, replace miscellaneous lab equipment, replacement of the forklift, structural inspections of aged concrete infrastructure, trunk main repairs and replacements, an upgrade to plant water backup supply, and replace the chemical mixer for chlorine disinfection system. Using past experiences and best professional judgment, the draft budget for fiscal year 25-26 was prepared using conservative estimates and assumptions, mindful of the need to operate the facility in a safe, cost-effective, efficient manner while complying with applicable federal, state, and local requirements. Revenue values for wastewater and connection fees were projected based on past revenues. Tabulated below are summary values extracted from the consolidated budget. This year, the district expects or anticipates to receive total revenues of $8,209,000 and expend $8,209,000. Fund 19, our revenues are primarily wastewater service charges collected from Arroyo Grande, Grover Beach, and Oceano. Other revenues are primarily generated from brine disposal with minor contributions from lease payments and other reimbursements. Fund 19 supports the following general categories of district activities: salaries and wages, employee benefits and other personnel costs, permits, fees, and licenses, communications and computer support, administrative costs, including professional services, advertising, recruitment, insurance liability, and public outreach, legal costs, engineering, coastal hazards and monitoring, LAFCO budget share, Zone 1, 1A agreement, agency billing, disposal services, solids handling, brine disposal sampling, utilities, electricity, gas, rubbish, and water, maintenance, tools and replacements, equipment and structure maintenance, materials, services and supplies, plant chemicals, temporary labor, fuel, training, education and membership, professional certificates, licenses, maintenance, tools and replacements, new capital equipment, and the transfer out of Fund 19 to support the Fund 26 projects. This year, that will be $1,392,000. Our staffing. The staff roster consists of a district administrator, secretary, bookkeeper, a plant superintendent, a plant operations supervisor, a plant senior operator, and a laboratory manager, laboratory technician, and four plant operator twos. There continue to be 11 full-time positions funded in the draft budget. Fund 20 revenue is provided primarily from connection fees from the three member agencies. A minor amount of revenue is received from interest on the balance in the account. The fund is the designated fund in support of the redundancy project.
No, I'm sorry. There it is.
This fund supports capacity expansion and studies. Wastewater redundancy project. This budget provides $1,160,000 for fiscal year 25-26 efforts on the redundancy project. The redundancy project construction work effort will be completed in fiscal year 24-25. However, some final payments and retention release will not be billed and settled until fiscal year 25-26. Fund 26. Fund 26 expenditures are wholly supported by transfers from other funds. The draft budget calls for a transfer from operating Fund 19 to replacement Fund 26 which funds regular projects for regular capital replacement projects. In conclusion, the draft budget emphasizes maintenance and operation of the existing plant, maintenance and repairs of the trunked sewer system, construction and startup of the redundancy project. District revenue continues to meet operations, maintenance, capital replacement, and debt service needs of the district. It is anticipated that the district will conduct a rate, will conclude, well, let's see. It is anticipated that the service needs of the district will establish new rates in fiscal year 25-26 to ensure revenues are in line with the future costs of providing service and minimize the potential for larger infrequent rate increases. And that concludes my presentation.
All right, do we have questions from our board directors?
Yeah, I got a couple. Jeremy, can you put up the proposed Fund 26 projects? I'm gonna close my eyes. Tell me when we're there.
You're there.
Okay. Two questions. The fixed film reactor rehab planning. I just need to know more about why planning is costing so much and why structural inspections are costing so much. Everything else I understand and I don't have questions about.
So with the fixed film reactor, that it says planning there. If you heard in the presentation, it's for planning and preliminary engineering. So it's through 30% plans.
Okay. Thank you.
So that's what it's intended to do.
It might have been. Okay, got it.
And then on the structural inspections, I'll defer. My Chief Plant Operator Michael Jones put together that number.
There's multiple structures, a lot of aging infrastructure at our facility. So this kind of entails structural inspections of a multitude of concrete tanks and could potentially provide for necessary repairs as needed. So you kind of want to budget. It's unknown kind of how bad these structures are going to be, and hopefully they aren't bad at all. But it's a little bit of an unknown estimate as far as kind of what some of these repairs may cost. So it's just kind of putting a number out there that hopefully you don't have to use that entire number.
Okay, so you're telling me that it's not just $250,000 for inspections and then we're looking at something else on top. You're including some repairs that you're kind of hoping that's a, I know it's a shot in the dark and it's a guess, but that would include the repair, not just the inspection?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. That's all my questions.
Any questions? All right, I do not have any questions either, so I will open up public comment for this item, but seeing nobody in the audience, I will close public comment for this item and bring it back to the board for discussion and a recommendation.
I'd just like to say thank you, as usual, for doing a great job on the budget. It's the only place I come where a budget hearing can be done in 12 minutes. but we do a pretty simple job that's hard to do, and thank you for all that work. So if everyone's ready, I'm ready to make a motion.
Yeah, I would just like to echo those comments as well. You know, this is a needed, and we just need this. So just thank you so much for all of your work on it. So I'm ready. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I would like to move that we set the notice public hearing for the June 18th, 2025 for the proposed 2025-26 fiscal year budget as published.
Second. All right. We have a motion and a second. And roll call vote.
Director Karen Ray Russom?
Yes.
Director Cassidy?
Yes.
Director Shirley Gibson?
Yes.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much. So we will move on to district administrator reports. Or do you want to start with? Okay. Plant operations first. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, ladies of the board. Michael Jones, plant superintendent. The item before you is the plant operations report for the reporting period of May 1st through May 31st. There were no violations of the district's NPDES permit during this reporting period. All plant data as presented in the data table is well within permit limitations. Operations staff completed a multitude of operations and maintenance tasks along with multiple work orders. Staff did not have any training during this reporting period. Moving on to call-outs, we did have a larger volume of call-outs, and this is expected during commissioning of the redundancy project. As operation staff continue to optimize the process and adjust alarm thresholds, number of call-outs are expected to decrease. None of the call-outs were for major equipment failures. Just moving on to some staff photos. In this first photo, it's our senior operator, Christopher Rigoni, performing chemical analysis of ammonia, nitrite, and nitrate. In the next photo, we have our contractor, Electrocraft, trenching to install electrical conduit for our plant light replacement project. In the next photo, we have Fluid Resource Management performing the clean out of our aeration basin number 2. And continuing on, this is another photo of Fluid Resource Management performing the clean out of aeration basin 2. They did a confined space entry into our aeration basin to clean out some debris. And with that, that concludes my report, and I'm able to answer any questions the board.
For Traditionally, the district meets once a month. Only exercises our first meeting of the month, and we've traditionally always had our second meeting in June. But because of some of the work in front of us, we're also going to have our second meeting in July, and that's and we've laid that out previously with the 218 process. But I just wanted to remind the public and the board that we will be having consecutive meetings coming here. So on the 18th of this month, we'll be back here in Arroyo Grande, and that's our public hearing for the final public hearing for this budget. And then on July 2nd, we will be in Oceano. That'll be our first meeting in Oceano. And that will be where we hold our Proposition 218 rate hearing on that date. And then as part of that ordinance, we have to have a second reading, and that second reading happens on the 16th of July. And that's what formally sets the rates, and rates can go into effect 30 days after the July 16th date. And with that concludes my administrator's report, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have a question. I don't know if this thing works.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay,
you got
good.
It.
Did I hear you? I was listening about the cogen thing. Did I hear you say that they're having you review those plans before they tell you how much it costs?
So they've revised plans to remove items that they think may not be necessary. And so they want us to look at the plans to see whether they're still adequate to meet our needs and see whether they're still compatible with the district site before they ask the contractors to, because we could still make changes and say, well, you've reduced too much, this doesn't work for us, and we might want to add something in. But yes, they're wanting us to review the plan so that they're advertising a complete project before they get pricing.
That seems just slightly bass-ackwards to me. Because you're spending your professional time, which is costing the district money, reviewing plans. Like, if it's sitting up at $6, $7, $8 million, like, why am I spending time reviewing this? You know, that's my concern.
So one of the issues that they've said is that they weren't able to do this type of pricing previously. And so that's what they're trying to get the plans to a point where they can actually give them to a contractor and have a contractor give an actual estimate rather than just having an engineer guess what a contractor is. So it is a different effort. Our costs have been, this started with a planning cost of $166,000, and they've spent that. They haven't even billed for the full $166,000, but they have indicated that they've spent that, and they've been working for, that was a lump sum. It was a not to exceed. So, mm-hmm. But they're still working to produce more plans.
Okay.
In the hopes that we can find a path forward.
Okay. And just a note, I cannot be here on the 16th. I think I already told you that before. I have not checked in with my alternate, but I will try to remember to do that shortly, as soon as I figure out who my new alternate is.
Any other questions?
No.
No? Okay. Again, thank you so much for those reports. Okay, so moving on to board member communications. Any communications from our board members?
No.
No? Okay. Just for me, thank you for your patience. Every meeting has a different order of operations here, so thank you so much for your patience as I get things together. And by the time I get it all together, it'll be time to rotate. So, all right. So then we will adjourn this meeting at 6:24. The next regularly scheduled board meeting is June 18th, 2025 at 6 p.m. here at the AG Council Chambers. Thank you so much.
Thank you.